Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As South Dakota searches for innovative ways to boost workforce development, some human resource leaders are looking to seasoned professionals who chose to step away from the workforce for a time. Sanford Health has launched a new program called Returnship. It's kind of like an internship with the goal of clearing the on-ramp back to full-time work. Brad Schoenfelder is with Human Resources at Sanford, and he joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio for a look at how the program works. Thanks for being here. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here. Nice to have the opportunity, and thanks for inviting us.
Tell me a little bit where this idea came from. Some of those early conversations about professionals who have hit pause, and how do we bring them back into the workforce at Sanford?
Well, I think it was probably a year and a half ago that one of our staff members was out and they were talking to other people and heard about this idea that had been on another part of the country. And they talked about, okay, how can we bring this back and how can we make it work for Sanford? And, you know, I don't think there's any in the area that do this. So it was kind of a start from scratch and figure out what will make sense for us.
All right. So how do you begin? These are not clinical staff people. These are largely administrative roles. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah. So right now we're kind of in a pilot phase for ourselves. So I don't know that we would limit what type of role it is. We aren't quite ready for that clinical side of things, but we also wouldn't rule that out for the future. But right now, our areas have been around finance, accounting, HR, marketing, kind of in those areas that are a little more office-oriented.
All right. How does it work? Returnship,
well,
yeah.
Well, it works a little bit like an internship, but obviously for a different market. What we do, we have these positions out on the website. You can go out there and search them. But really what it is it's an opportunity to give those people that have been away from the workforce, professionals that have degrees, that have had experience, and have been away for around 24 months or longer, and gives them the opportunity to come in and test drive us, and also gives them the opportunity to find out if that's going to be the right fit for their family, because obviously they haven't been in the workforce for a while. They're trying to figure out whether or not they can juggle it, maybe with whatever reason they were out before, and gives them a little bit more flexibility than you would get just jumping in and starting a job from scratch.
What kind of people do you anticipate inviting in? I'm thinking parents who have taken time off to care for children, people who have taken time off to care for elders.
Yeah, you know, at the center of our values for Sanford is family, right? So we know family situations are going to trump anything else in your life, be it your work or anything else you have going on. So, right, it might be the traditional thing that everybody thinks about is a mother caring for their children, but we know with our age population, oftentimes you might be taking care of a family member, be it your parents or maybe another family member that is going through a tough time. I think those are probably the biggest range of people. But also, there's another angle, which is military, and I understand you have a military background. Sometimes the military careers don't necessarily correlate well to our business careers and in the public sector. So we also think it's an opportunity for those military people to try us out and look at what it would be like and whether it translates to the position that they're looking for.
What are your recommendations as a human resources professional for people who are taking time off to sort of have your resume in shape? Or what are some of the activities that you can do when you're not full-time in the workforce that are going to help you sort of look good in an interview and, communicate some of those, how these things transfer to a different kind of industry?
Well, and thinking about what I think you're asking is, you know, how do you prepare yourself for this new transition? Yeah. And I think the resume is one thing. And the one thing we need to remember is these people are all professionals, right? They've got a degree. They had a job like that before. Though they may not have worked in a little period of time, they still have a lot of good stories to tell. They had successes, and they should go back and think about those successes and figure out how to tell their story to whoever the interviewer is. You know, obviously the resume gives us a little bit of a understanding of that person's background, but it's really the successes that you have that you can't really put on paper that makes a difference.
Yeah. How long does the returnship last? Is it?
Well, our returnships are going to be around 400 hours. And it's a good way to use, it's not a specific number of weeks. So if it's going to be 30 hours a week for the hiring manager or the employee, whatever works best for them, then it's going to be a little longer than if it's 40, it's an even 10 weeks, you know. So, and if everything is working out well between the individual and their manager, we may bring them on full time before that. There's no magic switch that says you have to wait till the end before we hire you.
Yeah. One of the things that changes quickly and can intimidate people who've taken time away from the workforce is technology and sort of what kinds of systems that you're going to be asked to use all of a sudden that maybe didn't exist even if you've been out of work for, you know, 2 years or 6 months sometimes. What kind of training and how do you sort of help ease that that anxiety and then also that knowledge base?
Well, I think that's part of the value of the program is we are expecting that those individuals are going to need a little extra care in getting them up to speed. But I would tell you, and we talked about it in a meeting this morning, you know, technology changes every day for those that are in the workforce and those that are out of the workforce. And I don't know that you're at that much of a disadvantage because you weren't there, because a new system is a new system. And if you were there the day before and it changed, or if you haven't been there for 2 years and it changes, it's kind of the same. So, you know, we're looking for lifetime learners and those that want to advance their careers. And I think that they shouldn't be intimidated by technology. We will help them through that.
Right. Come on board, because all that technology is about to change for everybody, and you'll be ahead of it because you haven't picked up any bad habits. That's
yeah, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. I have some personal experience with that. Where I'm like, hey, now we're ahead of the game because everything's new for everybody. Too. It's a good point. Don't fear that transition.
And the other thing about it, you know, a lot of our technology is mobile, and I would guess most people have a cell phone and they're very accustomed to the way those applications work. And our processes and our procedures might be a little different, but it's really not that hard to operate.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about workforce and challenges in general and just some of Sanford's efforts to, you know, this is one of them and I'm sure there's others. How important is it for an organization like Sanford to be on top of recruiting from the top level, you know, physicians that are, you know, and researchers to, you know, how do we bring people in to administrative positions? That there's a lot about workforce development challenges that we hear about in the state.
Well, I don't think that we're different than other states, though our unemployment is a little tighter in the Midwest than most, and that's a testament to our business leaders here and how we're growing in this area. I think that we are doing a number of things in the area of workforce development, and one of them is partnering with the local schools, making sure that they have the programs that will produce the students that we want to hire. You know, I think Build Dakota is a good example of one of those things that are helping us fill some of those needs. And we're also looking at other programs to help supplement those workforces. We're also working on programs, driving them down into the high school so they can come out with degrees or certifications that will help them and they can start running right away in some of our positions. Other things, I'm trying to think about where
right.
else you're going
are
with
there,
that.
Are those largely like encouraging, and let's talk about those high school students and stuff, really opening their minds to different professions that maybe they didn't realize existed?
Right. Health careers is really trying to get people more aware of that we're a hospital. It doesn't just mean that we have doctors and nurses.
Right.
And part of that health careers is just letting them know the opportunities. Sioux Falls is a mecca of healthcare, and we need a lot of positions across the board. So just the awareness that if you want to be in computers, for instance, doesn't mean that you should pass up on Sanford Health. So we have many, many jobs in those areas. And you could just go down the line in each one of those sectors and say, yes, we need those.
Yeah, if you're interested in finance, if you're interested in cybersecurity, if you're interested in maintenance and, you know.
Yeah, there's not many position types that we don't employ.
Sure. How'd you get into this field?
Well, that's a very good question. I was lucky enough about in 2016, Sanford Health kind of went through a transition in their HR area, and I was lucky enough to have the skill set that aligned, and they were looking with someone for technology, someone that had some employee service center background. So we are the service center for taking care of our employees, and I fit both of those molds. So, you know, you can call it luck or whatever, but it's worked out very well.
Yeah. How do you keep people? How do you keep employees happy?
Well, I think the key to keeping employees happy is keep them challenged and appreciate them for who they are. You know, we're not just machines out there producing things. They have lives, and you have to make sure that you do the best you can to give them a good environment, recognition, making them feel good about their work. And I think we have a little bit of a extra value in healthcare because our mission is taking care of people. And it's hard to beat that mission in any other role.
Right. For the returnships in that context, any early feedback that you're getting, people that have sort of managed this successfully so far? I know it's early in the program.
Well, really, we have just started, and this is our pilot, so we don't have any feedback yet. I think the people that we talk to, it's really created a lot of buzz. So people that have heard about it on the street, they like to talk about that. And I think that it really fits a niche that people have missed before and really gives them an opportunity. So we don't have any real results yet, but we hope to get them in about 400 hours.
Right. There's been so much written about bringing professionals, especially professional women who have stepped aside for some kind of caretaking back and what that can do for an economy. So this is part of a bigger picture as well for the South Dakota economy.
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of dual working families, right? And when something breaks, somebody's got to step aside, and whoever that might be. And I think this gives them an opportunity to not have people concentrate on the gap in their resume, but actually talk about the experience that they just had in this returnship, whether that be working at Sanford or whether they choose to go somewhere else. I think it shifts the focus from that gap in employment to what you're doing to get yourself back in the workforce.
Right. And it's also a reminder to, as you mentioned in the beginning, you know, family is first for people who didn't take time off and for people who do. It's just part of the culture of many workplaces today.
Yep.
Yeah. Brad, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.